You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive. And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Hour number three of Mino and the Mayor. 33 degrees in Green Bay, 32 in Appleton, 32 in Oshkosh. Scattered showers today, high in the upper 40s. Milwaukee Brewers at Colorado Rockies tonight, 7 o'clock, coming your way on WISS. Great lineup of guests that Todd put together again today. Andy Brady, Verizon's market president, partnership with the Packers, and huge partnership with local veterans. Dan Vermeulen, Sleep in Heavenly Peace. Great, great organization. Dan and Melcor, moving with the Melcors. They will make things happen in downtown Green Bay at all points beyond. Check out their website because they've got a lot of great stuff on the market that will go fast. And now one of our favorite segments of the week, Tori Wittenbrock and John Kramer, headlines with the Press Times. Good morning. And Tori, thank you for not making me feel like really old and like, you know, confused and whatever. Because when I talked about how I got lost at UW Green Bay in the Union Building downstairs, what did you say?
Oh, same thing happened to me multiple times freshman year. You are not alone.
Thank you. I was that old guy just wandering around. He must have thought, there's some guy just looking at
that's
building,
hard to get around.
It's Afghanistan all over again. Exactly. Walking off the airport.
Getting Kandahar. Lost. Am I in a good neighborhood here? I'm just curious. Yeah. Mm. How you doing, John?
Yeah, I'm okay, I think.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm trying to decide.
I know you're busy.
Yeah, I'm busy.
You're all over the place, which is great.
Yeah, one thing, I've taken pictures, game day pictures for the Green Bay Blizzard now.
I know.
So we got some great...
They're getting some good crowds.
Phenomenal.
Wow.
Yeah, they're almost full every game. I didn't realize that. Yeah. I haven't been to a game in a while.
Me either.
And they're packing it in.
I couldn't believe it.
I saw
it's
that.
From your pictures. Actually, that's all I'm saying that.
Yeah. And the article. I liked your pictures and story on that Dale. The brewery that we covered.
Yeah.
No. I you know what? We'll pass on that. I get a lot of newspapers. I get I got that mixed up.
We want to thank you for our new. Would this be a meme that you created on us?
No, it's just
is that an avatar?
It's a little my original image
I'm
with
thinner,
a little
though.
With a little AI.
I'm thinner.
You're thinner now.
Yes.
Than that picture.
Okay, thank you, John.
You're welcome.
Yeah, that turned out great. That was a lot of fun.
Todd looks the best,
though. Todd, that puppet looks exactly like Todd.
How come Todd and I have the big Google eyes?
Look at that.
Look at that one of Todd. That, you got to put those on put those up, Todd.
That's totally the guy from...
Who is he? Yeah, somebody.
So he's the guy from the... not the dentist. You know, the... Rudolph? Yeah.
Oh, Herbie the Elf? Are you talking about UConn Cornelius?
UConn Cornelius.
Oh,
am I close? Okay,
I see it.
Okay, thank you. Right, you got the eye.
Which
for
one?
This.
Which one? Me?
You?
Oh, he.
Yeah, I could see that.
Okay, UConn had a red beard.
That doesn't matter. Hey, can you change it? Make it red.
Yeah, okay. I can work on that.
UConn Cornelius. You were pretty quick with that, so you must have thought a little bit like that.
We're talking.
You jumped on it right away, Todd.
Yeah, I threw it up.
You did.
Yeah.
So okay. say what you want about AI and complain about it and everything, but it's a lot of fun.
If you know
that's
what great. You're doing.
Yes,
oh, yeah.
That's where we get off.
Exactly. Well, Tori, once again, we talked about the GB thing, but haven't talked to you since the NCAA Women's Tournament.
Right.
Just your views on that. I mean, just some high-quality basketball, huh?
Oh, for sure. Yeah. I mean, it's always really exciting to watch. You got your brackets and everything, and mine did not do well this year. But
I don't even do it anymore.
Yeah,
right.
I've given up. I don't even do it.
What about Badger women's hockey?
Yeah.
That's amazing, isn't it? So when you started in women's sports, mm-hmm. you were in good era because things had changed. And again, in my year, I'm so old that when I was a senior in high school, that's the first year they had girls sports like in the state, in Wisconsin, Michigan, the whole Midwest was that year. And I'm just so unbelievably impressed. And I'm going to make a little thing about a movie reference it almost reminds me of. the girls picked up those sports so fast and got so good, and it, you just keep seeing it growing and growing and growing. It's amazing, because this is my lifetime. We're not talking about, you know, the ladies in World War II that played baseball, and then you guys. I'm not talking about you. Well, you know what I'm trying to say. You know, it's very okay, but it reminds me of that scene of Airplane, where they go on a missionary goes, "We're in the deepest part of a hidden. We're teaching them the fundamentals of basketball." And one day they're like, "Pat, ooh." And then 2 days later, they're doing flying slam dunks and behind the head dunks and everything like that. It's like your generation just picked up sports and just said, "Screw it, we're just moving on without looking back."
Yeah, but have you seen the movie Airplane?
I have not.
Oh, you haven't?
No. Now you gotta watch it.
You don't know the scene I'm talking.
You gotta watch.
You know what I mean, though?
Yeah. I mean, kudos to the.
And how could you not have seen Airplane?
Yeah, she's 12.
You know what I watched the other night? That was crazy. It's and I just laughed the whole. Is Lethal Weapon or not Lethal Weapon?
Blazing Saddles.
No, the other one. The other one. Just like Airplane, but they're the cop ones with O.J. Simpson.
Police Academy.
No, Todd. Leslie Nielsen, O.J. Simpson, George Kennedy.
Yeah.
Police Academy. Police Squad.
Nope.
What is it?
Naked Gun.
There you go.
Yes!
There you go.
Thank you. Naked Gun. Have you seen that?
I have not.
Oh, we got to get you a list they're all, of classic movies.
They're all the same, but they are really, really. But they're funny.
And highly offensive.
If you. Right. They are.
I believe
you could play a lot of that today, but it is just.
You couldn't make any of it.
No, you couldn't make any of it today. But if you have nothing to do, you're home alone with your dog, just. It's funny.
Raining out or. Right. Snowing out.
Exactly.
Yes.
Just
very good.
It's one of those escape things. So
absolutely.
Anyway,
you know, one other thing though, I thought about when I was coming up there, the women's facilities there are so much like that soccer field now is so great. And the softball versus 20 years ago, it was just, and I always used to think, how do you recruit to GB? And they'd still get great athletes. I mean, now it's awesome. But when you talk about former athletes, how they had it versus how you guys, I mean, I don't think there was a weight room for women up till, you know, not that many years ago. You ever talk to them about, wow, has this place ever expanded and exploded and become a great place for female athletes?
Yeah, I mean, it was definitely a little bit of like a legend when I was there. We would talk about like the deserted backfield that used to be their main field and how it was all like run down and like that used to be.
It was always wet.
Yep.
Gopher holes.
Yep. Yep.
You also have to give Title IX some credit for elevating that from a government standpoint to a legal standpoint. And I think we needed that because it was always in the shadows. Johnny had sisters. I had six sisters. And it's like
cheerleading was the only thing they had.
Yeah.
He's kind of right about that.
And fun fact, I actually found out that cheerleading started off being like a men's sport. And it wasn't until after World War II that it started switching to predominantly women. So
thank God for that.
Yeah.
You know, George Bush W was the cheerleader, you know, the for calling out cheers at Yale.
Squad. Yeah.
Because they didn't have any females, any co-eds. So it was all in George Bush W was the guy with the big megaphone.
Yeah.
W did that?
Yep.
Wow.
He doesn't talk about that as much as he does being a fighter pilot.
Or owning a baseball team.
Yeah.
Anyway, I just think he's right about that. And I think that it caught on. Very, very, very quickly. And,
yeah, and I mean, it's definitely different, too. Like, you can't really compare men's and women's sports. I think a lot of people do that, especially with, like, the WNBA and the NBA. Like, oh, women's sports aren't as entertaining or they don't get as much traction. I think it's that, you know, might be true to a certain extent, but you can't really compare them. Women's sports are their own thing. Women add their own
and they
own
don't try to compete. We're doing our own thing.
Exactly.
Yeah. Do you find season ticket holders one or the other?
What do you mean?
They follow the women's sports or they follow the men's sports? Do you think they follow both? Like take basketball, any sport.
Honestly, I think that a lot of it, I mean, it kind of depends on each person because like a lot of times it'll be like somebody who grew up watching basketball and is like, oh, I love basketball. And then you have daughters and you're like, let's see the women's side of it. And that's, I think, a lot of what brought people to women's sports is having daughters or having, you know, people that are involved in women's sports. And it's like, oh, this does open up a whole new side for fans.
Right. I was going to say that. I would agree with that. And it's great for parents who have daughters to see other.
There's a future.
Right.
I have to think. I know you're young, but I have to think the Brandi Chastain era had to for girls soccer had to be huge, was it?
Yeah. Oh yeah, for sure. I mean, I remember growing up, and I'm shame to admit, it's a little pedestrian, but my idol was always Alex Morgan.
Sure.
So,
who was her teammate?
Yep.
That whole bunch.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. So I grew up with that whole era of women's soccer players with Alex Morgan, Megan Rapinoe, Hope Solo, all, you know, and they're like iconic. And now, I mean, there's so much turnover. There's a completely different squad than when I was 11, obviously.
I mean, they were like almost like household sports names there for a few years.
Exactly. They definitely
Julie Foundy?
Yep. Yeah. So, I mean, I think that those girls were definitely game changers, for lack of a better word, for the sport of soccer, because everyone idolized them. There was not a girl on the soccer field that her idol wasn't Alex
Morgan. Cover of Sports Illustrated.
Exactly. I mean, yeah. Exactly. So,
you know, it's funny, though, too. I was watching a thing where they had a reunion or something, and a couple of them were moms. You know, yep. They had kids during the, you know, and they're these elite athletes. Yeah. And a couple of times they didn't have a sitter or whatever, and the coach would call this meeting. And I remember one had to take her little girl who was like 2 or 3 years old or something. And she sat through a lot of meetings, and the coach goes, "You lost focus in that second half. You lost focus. You're not focusing. You lost." Okay. So I sit in this meeting, and the little girl just starts, and she peed her pants. Okay. And the mom goes, "Sarah, what happened? How did you do it?" She goes, "I just lost focus, Mom." And it was just neat that she'd been so around coaching talk that that's how she was. And now she's this great young player. Yeah. I just thought that was really cool.
It is. And I think sports definitely give you a warped sense of time, because I'm, like I said, I grew up idolizing Alex Morgan. And then I had a total like mental breakdown when I found out she was retiring, because I was like, she was my idol. She was the young, like, new hot girl coming on the scene, and now she's retired. And I have friends that I played with growing up that are going pro.
Wow.
So,
one thing, not to get deep into this, but how disappointing and icky with the Hope Solo saga, the way that turned out.
Oh my
gosh.
I know. Well, I mean, I idolized a lot of those girls, and I was obviously an English lit major. I was a big reader. I wanted to read Hope Solo's book, and my mom was like, "Nope, maybe not the role model for you."
Isn't that
something?
And
I was like, why can't I read her book? And now I'm like, okay.
Now I know why.
Yeah.
Disappointing when that happens, though. But it happens a lot. Not a lot, but it happens more than we wish as parents.
You know what, though, too? You talk about
the risk.
Her boyfriend, or maybe it's her husband now, he was in the NFL, and he was troubled in the NFL all the time. You know what I mean? So it's like Jeremy Stevens. He got in trouble in college. So it's like you put two people who, you know, I think they kind of fed off each other in a bad way.
Right. Don't beat your heroes sometimes.
Right?
Yeah, that's exactly right. Tori Wittenbrock, John Kramer, headlines of the Press Times. More right after this.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Mayor here in a beautiful Wednesday morning. High today coming up in the upper 40s. Some scattered showers. 33 in Green Bay right now. 32 in Apton. 32 in Oshkosh. Great fun time of the week. Tori Wittenbrock and John Kramer. Headlines of the Press Times. Tori, a former Division I athlete, soccer player at UW Green Bay, and from sunny California.
Oh, yeah.
And you're okay with the kind of winter we had and the things, and you're good.
I love it. It's different. It's different. Right. I don't want it to be 75 on Christmas morning.
All right. I like that. I like that a lot.
I don't know that everybody.
Do your folks have an extra room? Come out and visit?
I've definitely met some controversy. Every time I wish that there's snow, everyone around here is like, "What is wrong with you?"
So, Tori, sports.
Yes.
Criticism. Will you be critical? Like, sometimes the coaches, I don't read the papers. And I was talking to a reporter one time. He goes, yeah, they do.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I
well, coaches always say that, too.
I don't read the papers. That's what I was saying.
Oh, yeah, they do.
I know. And so, like, where's the fine line? Covering it and you can write your own, like, critical column, like, you know, why aren't we doing this or why aren't you doing that? Why aren't you recruiting this?
You know, we've talked about writing, like, me having my own column and right. stuff like that. But to be honest, there's so much game coverage that we have. Why not yeah. give the students the spotlight? So we have interns that are helping us. We have writers. I've got myself. We've got so many high school sports available that we're out there covering games. I mean, I had interns covering two soccer girls soccer games last night at the West Peer-to-Peer game and at Ashwaubenon girls soccer. We've got baseball game coverage, softball game stuff. We just don't have enough room.
No, that's kind of my point, is that you have a lot of coverage.
Yeah.
Are you going to take an angle of opinions?
I don't know. I mean, not at this point.
Okay.
I just like seeing the game, telling the game for how it is, honestly.
I think what he's trying to say is, do you want to be a columnist like Christy Brennan and,
honestly,
you know, those kind of people? Because that's a natural, you know, progression.
Yeah, it kind of is. Yeah. And I know it's been, what?
Even with reporters, though. From that to opinion, mm-hmm. you know, editorial.
Well, some of your friends.
Well, you start yeah. doing that, you're going to alienate half your readership. Oh,
I know
readership.
That. There's no yeah. no question that that does happen. But that's,
they read
that's
them.
The ultimate in sports writing, right. wouldn't you say?
I mean, yeah, it's definitely an angle. I don't
if
know.
If you choose to take that.
Exactly. That's right.
Yeah.
That was
yeah.
I never did. I honestly wanted to just yeah. cover the sports or
that's
whatever.
True.
Honestly.
Well, and we do get a lot of support from the coaches. Like, I covered Faith Walder and West Appear last sure. week when they beat Ashwaubenon 3-1. And their coach commented, reposted our story and everything. And I've never had an issue with any of the coaches in
right. so
my
you like
time
the space you're
interviewing
in,
them yeah. or anything. They, you know, they've yeah. all been super supportive of the press times and super thankful for our coverage. So.
In a small okay, town, cool. how are you going to slam these guys?
No, know? I understand, but I'm just saying. In down the road, is you know, do you see a different route you're going to take with this?
I don't know. I mean, okay. I'm happy where I am right now. I like what I'm doing. That would definitely be out of my comfort zone, so I wouldn't be opposed to it. But.
And the opportunities, even Gino for his before the Final Four at his press conferences. Mm-hmm. I've been doing this for like 40 years, whatever. You know what he said is the greatest thing. The greatest thing sitting in here. There's like twice as many female sports reporters
yeah.
as men.
Yeah.
And he even brought that up. He says that's awesome.
Yeah, it definitely used to be a male dominated oh. field, and now women tend to be taking over. So it's definitely an interesting shift.
It's only a matter of time.
Taking over. When you're covering sports up here, and I know you guys are at a pretty elite level in California with those club teams and everything. Yeah. I mean, that's outdoor sports. That's golf, baseball, tennis,
yes.
soccer, everything like that. When you come here, are you surprised, though, how some of these girls who have, although there's a lot more opportunity now to play off season with the facilities, okay, were you surprised at all at the talent level up here?
Yeah, and I think that what surprised me more, honestly, was the community support. Yeah. How there's so many people that like are behind all the high school athletes. Like they want yeah. to see success from these young kids. And that's really awesome, because when I was in Southern California, it was kind of like, if you were good, you did your own thing. You took yourself out of school. You did winter circle stuff where your training and your high school schedule revolves around your training, and you're kind of private and keep to yourself and then go pro. And that was like kind of the norm, is like the really good kids wouldn't be playing high school sports, wouldn't be, you know, involving themselves in things where they could quote unquote get hurt.
Would they even be in high school, or would they go to one of those IMG academies?
Yeah, no, that's what, yeah. yeah. They would, yeah, they wouldn't even be in like public school and stuff. It would be like, oh yeah, I played with her when I was little, and then yeah. she kind of fell off right. the face of the earth because she's doing her own private training, her own thing. Yeah. And I mean, that was kind of the norm there. And here it's like you see these kids through their high school careers doing, you know, club stuff, stuff
softball,
like that.
Volleyball, all the different,
exactly.
you know what I mean? Different sports athletes.
The football players at yeah. Bayport and Notre Dame and stuff. And there's a lot of people from the community that follow these high school athletes and want to see them succeed through college and go on to the next level. So,
and these kids that do go on, you'll keep in contact with them?
Yeah, I mean, I've only been doing this role for 2 years.
But we have
but
a couple
so
of them, even you know,
I always thought that's one of the fun parts.
Yeah, because it's pretty cool. I mean, there are a couple yeah. of these kids that are.
Yeah, we're actually, one of our previous sports editors, the one that I took over for, is starting a monthly column for us now that where he's going to reach out to a previous Green Bay local athlete and see
awesome.
Kind of a where are they now to follow up on them in their careers.
I think some of us would enjoy that.
Yeah.
And you know, if he's ever short or whoever's short on subjects, let me know. Like
yeah.
I said, I've been covering high school sports yeah, here since 1984.
Yeah. yeah.
How are they doing, John? They're dead.
wow. Wow, Todd.
I mean, I laughed.
We were having
that.
Such
they're,
a they're good
in
show.
Home. They're in a home. That's what I meant. They're in a home. They're in a home. Yeah. So, no, it's we do turn out some great athletes, and I'm interested in where some of them are, but some of the ones just recently, and I keep talking about my neighbor kids.
And I still love the profiles. When you guys do the profiles of the athletes.
It's the senior spotlight.
Yeah. That's always cool.
Yeah. My boyfriend actually grew up here. He went to high school at Southwest, and he has his senior spotlight from the press time still pinned up in his room.
There you go.
Kidding. That's awesome.
So your boyfriend is 17?
No.
Oh, sorry. I thought you meant he's an athlete there now. No, just checking. I bet John Kramer still has clippings from his days back in lacrosse.
No.
No?
I'm from Eau Claire.
Oh,
that would be why.
Not a lot of cross up there.
Okay, we got 1 minute. Tell us what you got coming up for the press time sports wise.
We got some softball games, baseball games coming up. We covered Notre Dame baseball last week, and now we're going to cover them again this week. So hopefully they can bounce back from that.
Mm-hmm. And I just want to say there's a special place in heaven for the parents that have gone out to watch their kids play soccer or softball or baseball over the last 2 weeks.
Man.
Because they still show up, and it is really cold and really windy, and by goodness, they're out there.
Still there.
Your parents never had experienced that, did they?
Oh, no. They just sat out there in 117 degrees to watch me play soccer.
Terry Wittenbrock, always fun having you here. You're doing a phenomenal job as sports editor of the Press Times. You really and truly are.
Thank you.
And John Kramer, thanks, buddy. Always good to see you.
Yes, sir.
Keep rocking, man. Keep up what you're doing.
Yes, sir.
We're going to start a break. Terry Barr, Slice of Wisconsin, coming up. Keep up.
Take Mino and the Mayor with you anywhere. Download the Civic Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store. And text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app. Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Special thanks to Terry Wittenbrock and John Kramer. Headlines of the Press Times. Great local newspaper. Also, special times with Deanna Malcor. Movie with the Malcor tomorrow night. They've got their big, big grand opening open house at their new address, 1238 Main Street in Green Bay. They've got some phenomenal places to show the West Point condos that are starting up, West Point Center condos. They got just some great places. Mm-hmm. Please check them out. BenMalcor.com, 920-495-7653. Okay. If I throw out 7653, I want to know if there's any. I'm going to, Todd, do we have any prize packages? Oh, Todd's working on the phones. I'm going to throw this out as a texter thing. When I say 7653, who would I be thinking in my mind? Who are the two former Packers in my mind that I would have? If you get them right, we're giving you a prize package. What do you think about that? What?
I'm thinking 63 was Ray Nitschke, right?
Well, he was 66. This is 7653. 495. And if you actually, we could go, I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll do this. Four is easy. The 4, the 95, the 76, and the 53. If I gave those numbers to you, who would you come out to remember? Because that's how I remember everything. People think I've got this great memory, but I do that little trick that I know your professors or teachers say you're not supposed to do that because you're not really learning.
Right.
Right? But I do that for everything. All right?
Yeah.
And I'm going to give out a major prize package. Anybody that would come up with who I would be saying for 4, 95, 76, and 53. If you get that right, magnificent.
Okay, I'll take 4.
Take 4.
Brett Favre.
Okay, you got 1 right.
Okay, so do I win?
Nope. Go ahead. 95.
No, that's the only one I know is 4.
Yeah, well, you know what you win? You win this pair of glasses that I was wearing yesterday. That's why I couldn't see couldn't read the screen there. So, just saying. Just throwing that one out there. All right. But that's how I remember everything.
I know you do.
It's just a weird thing. I remember things
and
by
quarterback
that way.
Names. And yeah, that is very, very valuable.
Can I tell you little ways how I remember things with the quarterbacks?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to throw out a name, okay? Hunter Ennis.
Okay, that's a little weird, but okay.
Well, that was his name. Okay?
Hunter Ennis.
Ennis. E-N-I-S. Ennis.
Okay. I know what it's hunting.
Huh?
All right.
I'm just going to throw this out there. I visualize, okay, how would I?
What do you visualize when someone says Hunter Ennis?
Ennis.
Okay, Ennis.
Okay. Ennis. Who do you remember?
Are you saying that on purpose?
Yes.
Okay.
I was wondering if Johnny was like awake.
Yeah, no, Ennis. Hunter Ennis.
Yeah.
You can look it up.
I got it. I was just teasing you. Yes. Okay. All right. So, you know, now that's a Dale Carnegie thing, is to visualize
things. That's what I do.
Okay. I want to get, okay, Hunter, that's easy.
Okay.
Enos.
So I take Enos.
Enos.
Who's the only person TV you ever, don't know of the name Enos?
I don't know anybody.
Dukes of Hazzard, the deputy sheriff.
That, I wouldn't know that. So.
Okay.
So I can see that, yeah.
So Daisy Duke is talking to him. It's like, Enos, what are you doing this weekend? He goes, well, I'm going hunting and I'm going to church because I'm a Christian right here in Texas. Where did Hunter Enos go to school? Texas Christian University.
That would be Dale Carnegie. That's a good way to remember things.
That's how I do it.
Okay.
With everybody, there's some sort of little thing.
Oh, you can visualize, put together anything, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm. So that's how I do it.
Okay.
All right.
That's good. I mean, okay. I believe that. Okay, so that's how you do it.
Yes.
Okay, now, so what about the numbers?
These numbers?
Mm-hmm.
I can see them, you know, on the program. I can see them on the field with these numbers.
So does every pair of numbers correlate to a Packer player?
Pretty much, yeah. Pretty much. Some might be obscure, because I'm old
school. Like 19?
Yeah, they haven't had anybody really good that was a 19.
Yeah, I wouldn't know, but I was just...
Yeah.
That's a weird number. Okay. Yeah. All right, well, that's... Again,
well, I mean, Randall Cobb was good, but I mean, I'm going back to glory days, usually.
Yeah, yeah, I usually do.
Yeah.
Interesting. All right, well...
So anyway, that's how I do it. When people say, how do you remember some, it's always something in my mind, some little story...
Visualization is...
With their name.
Yeah, that's...
And then it just stays there.
Right.
It just gets locked in.
Uh-huh.
So, that's how I do it.
Okay.
But I could never do that in school. You know what I mean? I could never put that together to help me in school, in like economics class or something. You know what I mean?
Well, okay, I didn't really...
No, okay. But people are like, oh, you got such great memory. You must have been great in school. And I wasn't.
Unless economics was something
that's right. My mind didn't work. Like bookkeeping, economics, things like that.
Yeah.
If you wanted to torture somebody...
But
have them so I would have to do their
but like
book
memorization
work.
You're good at.
Yeah.
But
zero for the mechanical, theories. The
got it.
whatever, nothing.
All right.
Yes.
Well, it's been it obviously worked for
it's
you.
Got me here.
Yeah, yeah, hey. There you go.
It's got me here. And Todd said, "Thank goodness he wasn't better at school." But anyway, we're going to talk with Terry Barr, Slice of Wisconsin. A lot of stuff coming up. And we were just talking. The weather today, 35, 36, 34. Indiana Melcor was saying, yes, thank you. People now want to get out of the house without running from their car to a place to whatever.
Yeah. And it's always fun to do. Go look at houses and, yeah, it's great. They get a lot
of
listings.
It's grilling season. I'm starting to grill.
Oh, healthy.
Tilapia and salmon.
Did you get your air fryer going?
No, not yet. I got to pick it up tomorrow. It's in that truck. I got to pick it up.
Oh.
And then bring it back.
Yeah.
So I'm going to have it here. I'm going to use that a lot.
Yeah, you will.
I'm going to use that a lot. Actually, I was going to ask Todd if I could bring it down here and keep it in the kitchen. Because I just don't have a lot of room.
Yeah, probably not.
Yeah. Thank you, Todd.
No, thanks.
It would smell and you wouldn't clean it.
Wow. We've been tossing stuff to Todd for the last 10 minutes, completely ignores us. I bring up one little thing.
He's right on.
And all of a sudden, boy, here's that.
That was something that I'm working on our phone issue, and I heard that, and I'm like, nah, I got to step in on this one.
Thank you, Todd. All right. Rebooting phones. Okay.
Oh, okay. He's doing something down there.
So we're in Oshkosh tomorrow.
Yes, we are. Oshkosh is always a fun place to go.
And we have a great lineup. I was looking
at
that.
We're going to have a great time.
We enjoy that. And then back here on Friday.
Yes. So. I will not, however, be doing what I did last time I came to Oshkosh and filled you all with wonderful apple strudel from Vintage Rose.
Oh, yeah. That was
Wasn't that good? And your mom liked
she
it, right?
She loved it. She loved it. I got to pick her something else up.
I just got to say, that place, you know how sometimes there's places you go to and you just feel good going there?
Yep.
That Vintage Rose is one of those places. You just feel, you got it. It's off Shearing Road, folks. If you haven't been there, stop in. Have some of their sweets that they make there.
Vintage Road.
Their sandwiches. I mean,
Vintage Road. Shearing Road and just to the west.
Yeah.
First roundabout, boom, right
yeah.
there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's really, really good.
And they're open. Did you go there before?
I was there at 4:30.
So, and they're open, huh?
Or well, open I think for they you? Might have opened early for me, but okay. they were there making all the stuff.
Yeah.
Maybe it's six. Maybe it's five. I don't know. I don't want to say.
Six won't work.
But if you get a chance, folks, or even want to grab some sandwiches for a lunch type thing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Stop in there
and
see what they've got.
The lunch thing is great.
And okay. They're sweets. It's just even thinking about it right now, I'm getting that kind of, you ever get that in your mouth where it's like you're just talking about something?
Just a little.
And it literally, like, your mouth waters type of thing.
You know how I was telling you this morning that we need to do a best of supper club?
Yes.
We talked about this a while ago. Todd, the other thing I want to do is the best burger. I went to the right place. Remember I told you that was like my favorite? It still is. It just is so good. And I know there's a lot of great burgers.
I bought a quart of Booyah from there last week.
Oh, man.
Take out Booyah.
If we do that best of in Oshkosh, Appleton, Green Bay.
I was a little disappointed, though. They did not have my tortilla soup.
Oh, yeah, you like that.
I love their tortilla soup.
Yeah, you told me that. Yeah.
Wow, was that fantastic. Just awesome. Okay, but best burger. Okay, you got to go to some out-of-the-way places then, though.
But those, I like that. Remember I just saw something in the paper on those dive bars? That's where we got to go.
Yeah, I know. That's what I mean.
I got a call from a friend of mine. That we're talking about something else, and then we got into the whole burger thing, but he liked that Drift Inn.
Oh sure, I mean that's a can't miss.
Yeah, that's what he said.
Right, it's a can't miss.
Anyway,
this is going to sound ridiculous.
That's where he wanted to go.
This is going to sound ridiculous, and I've told you this before. I've never been to Al's.
Isn't
that crazy?
I think that is because
that would be my kind of place, and for some reason, I got to go to Al's.
Yeah, you do, and that's
it's right down the block.
It is.
Yeah.
That's a great place. So we will.
But there are some places that you just know it's going to be good. But what I love going to smaller towns and just going into their downtown or on the outskirts and some place that still has a Schlitz beer sign and everything.
Pretty good bet.
Those places.
Pretty good bet that's going to be a good burger if there's a Schlitz sign hanging outside.
Still got a jukebox.
Yep.
Oh, like a quarter. Not the new ones. You put in a quarter, you play Merle Haggard.
Yeah. Maybe. Yeah. We got to figure out a way to, I don't know. That could be really fun this summer to do that. And then that supper club thing, I don't know how far our reach is going to be, but man, I want to go to, I asked you this before. You've been to Black Otter?
Have not.
Okay, that's where we're going to go. That's where we're definitely going to go to that one.
I haven't been to as many places as I should have in all the years I lived here. It's like I talk big about trying out these other places, but when it comes down to it and you got your money that you're going to be spending, because there's nothing worse than going to a place and it's like,
not that green.
Do you know what I mean?
And
it's but whereas you know a place is going to be good.
Yeah.
But there's nothing more fun than finding a place, an out-of-the-way place.
Like, in Altoona. I mean, Altoona's?
Yeah.
Where we had your sports
show. I've been there.
Yeah, I know. That's a good place.
I got to go there for their brunch, though. Their brunch is amazing.
Yeah, they got that. There's a lot of good. They have a lot of buffets.
Oh, you know where else? We were talking to our guy yesterday about the golf tournament and everything. The buffet they have at the golf course in Bowler.
Oh, yeah. Remember we were talking about just yesterday that we have to promote that. He's on a
prime rib. And it's like, oh, my Lord, does that sound good?
Yeah. Yeah, we got to talk to Pete about putting together some kind of, I don't know, supper club contest this summer.
Got a text here. Yes, the right place cheeseburger and Basil's.
Oh, Basil's is great.
In Denmark. They get my vote. Al's has a $20 quad cheeseburger, says Williams. What is it? So instead of like a
double, triple,
it's four?
Yeah, that would be quad. Wow.
I mean, how?
I don't know
that
I would
that in your
need
mouth?
That. Wow.
Wow.
Basil's.
I would try
what? Williams right. Basil's would be up there. I don't know. I don't know how we pick them. That might be tough. And then I don't want to make anybody mad because we love all our listeners.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I don't know. We'll have to.
But I want to get out of town.
Oh, yeah, totally.
Mm-hmm. I want to get out of town because we can just walk across the street to places here, which are great, fantastic, them. But just to experience other out-of-town kind of places.
We'll have to figure that out.
Yeah.
That could be a lot of fun, and we'll have a lot of fun doing that, too. We still have a lot of breweries to stop at before the...
No question.
What's the thing, Linda? The 19th?
18th.
18th.
The vow
two
is
weeks.
To stop.
Oh, what, two
we won't
weeks,
be able to do
lot.
It within 2 weeks, but sometime over the next couple of months, I vow I will get to every single one of those distilleries.
Why not? In the next, because I'm
2 weeks?
Gone this weekend. I got to do a wedding this weekend in Minneapolis.
There's no way with everything I got going on 2 weeks to get to all of them. There's like 12 of them. How are you going to do that?
There's 10.
10?
Yeah.
And then we
would
can
have
come
like
back
a week
and report.
No, I want to like go to one and spend some time.
2 days?
I don't want to just do a curse.
You can't go 2 days?
No. No. No, 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 no. There might be some you could go to 2 in 1 day because they're close. But, you know, some of our town of Dale and Fond du Lac and, nah, that's a lot. That would be tough. And, you know, they got limited hours at times.
Well, that's true. Because they're not summer hours yet.
But when I go to them, I want to really
experience it.
Yeah. Give them the time.
Mm, okay. All right.
Well, yeah.
We'll see if we can put something together. All right. But that's going to be fun. All right. We'll try and work that out. Okay.
So for texters, we're sorry. Todd's too busy doing mechanical stuff and electronic stuff and computerized stuff and things we don't know how to do.
Oh, yeah.
So there.
All right.
You got that going for you, which is nice.
He's not
even paying attention. There's smoke coming out of something over there. He's doing his own thing. So one other thing I want to talk about with your organization.
Yes.
Okay. We're going to be doing a thing here on Friday, folks, that is going to be spectacular. This is going to be so impressive and so awesome. And I'm going to tell you what it is. So we've been waiting to get our man Spencer, who is the world's greatest mural of artist in the world.
By far.
Okay, he's unbelievable. And what he's going to do is, off to the side here, we've got the two big, just like what we have behind, WGBW and the big star type of, you know, things. What we're going to do is, we're going to take those down on Friday. Spencer is coming in. And he is going to do two original works of art honoring the history and birth and everything of all things Green Bay Packers. Okay? Mm-hmm. We are going to put a shelf in between. I've got, I think, 6 helmets. The first one will go back to, I think, basically the start of the Green Bay Packers and all the way through modern day. Got the old Curly Lambeau type things. We're going to put on a display of old school Green Bay Packer right here. And we're going to be able to see it through our windows. And we'll put it all over our Facebooks and everything like that. And then we're going to...
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Situation's terrible.
Okay, hey, welcome back. Mind on the Mayor. Wrap it up here on a beautiful Wednesday morning. Once again, 35 in Green Bay, 36 in Snapple, 34 in Oshkosh. Got to throw this one at you, Jim. Okay, one, not political, but whatever. It's the big story in the papers and everything today, and I think it was Tory or somebody that said, what do you guys think about the potential of parking ramps doubling in price and parking meters doubling in price during the draft?
Yeah, I saw that. And then you also saw the thing on food pricing going up, too. I would sure like it if you showed your local ID, it wouldn't.
I'm sorry, say that again?
I would like it if you showed that you were local.
Oh, wouldn't. I gotcha.
You know, we kind of do that for pools, right? I mean, if you show that you're a Green Bay resident, it's $2. If you're not, it's whatever, $5.
Like the Croc Center. I mean, same type of thing.
Right.
You can go in there as a guest
but
pass.
But I don't like when
I know
they take it out on the locals.
Yeah.
Because
what about
we've been here all year. I mean, all life.
Yeah. Okay. What about businesses that say it's going to ruin traffic for me? This is going to be a rough couple of weeks here.
So Don and I were talking about that. I don't like that because these people have worked hard to build a business, and some of them are, you know, they're looking forward to this. I mean, this is the gravy that some of us
they want to be involved.
And to inhibit their traffic flow is, I don't know. I would probably kick and scream a little bit. I would. I got to admit it. I know I would. So I don't know. If they agreed to it, well, then that's fine. But if, and I understand safety's number one. And that's got to be the first and foremost thing for any activity. It's the customers have got to be safe. The flow of traffic, that's got to be secondary, but I just hope there's a way you can work it, you know, especially some of these more established businesses that, you know, and people want to go to people like Kroll's, right? I mean, that's the Butterburger. I mean, who's going to pass on that? So, but, you know, when they say that prices may, you've been buying this certain burger, I just wish they would do something for locals because, I don't know, I just don't think it's right that if you pay for what parking in the ramp is, what, $2 an hour, $3, and to pay $6, what?
I, I understand that. I will say this. I talked to a person, and they weren't sure yet, but they were like, okay, this is maybe the biggest thing that'll ever happen in Green Bay because we'll never have a Super Bowl. Even Mark Murphy says this is right. the biggest thing we'll have in that way. And there are some people where it's like, holy crap, and I'm gonna lose business over the biggest thing happening in Green Bay. I had a guy bring that up to me. Is that going to happen? I said, I have no idea. We just got the traffic flow. Not that long. Who knew? So I don't know who might be affected yet or not. But again, if you're going to host this big of event, on the other hand, playing the devil's advocate, it's kind of like, well, if we got to get in a 250,000 people, I guess.
Right. You know, like you said, you know, 1,200 people aren't going to get their mail for 3 days.
Could they be compensated somehow or something?
That's what I was thinking. If you were a business and it was going to affect you, isn't there something?
I mean, they talk about this could be millions upon millions for the community. Well, how about giving a little something for the effort to those who are going to be affected in a negative way?
Okay, NFL could open up their wallet for
absolutely.
This. I mean, they've got millions of dollars.
They keep bragging about how much money it's bringing into the community. I mean, but I got to see some guy who's got this little mom and pop business. I got to close for the week.
If there's a retail business and their business goes down, 250,000 people show up.
Something's wrong.
Yeah.
I agree. If they're not compensated somehow. Todd?
Well, I'm thinking some of these shops may not be tourist attractions, right? They may just be everyday businesses.
But then their regular customers can't get there.
That's exactly my point.
Like CLA, right? I mean, that's where we get our taxes done. They already sent us a letter. Look, get your taxes in. Don't come here and pick them up. They're going to close.
And that I could see.
Right. Yeah. I don't think a lot of the 250,000 people are going to go get their taxes done.
No, I don't think so.
No. You know what I mean?
But there are other businesses that serve our community on a daily basis.
My guess is they're going to have some parking attendants in their parking lot. You know what I mean?
Yeah, keeping people out or whatever. Renting it out.
Right.
Yeah. She said, but no, that's what I mean. No free parking.
No, I think that, I think that parking's $100 a day or something.
Okay.
Yeah, it's just.
Well, even I think in the neighborhoods right around Lambeau, it's all at least $100 a day for parking.
Yeah.
Which I will say this. I mean,
why not?
For Green Bay, it seems, go to Chicago and just park in a hotel. If you're going to go to Chicago and you're going to have underground parking, expect an extra like $70 a day, is it? $70, $80 a day? I will say that part. I don't blame the local people around there for making what they can.
Four people in the cars. Come on, everybody's taking $25.
Absolutely. So, absolutely.
I'd be wrong with that.
But I am saying if it's a local business that generally would have had business for those days, but I think the NFL should compensate them.
But I see Chuck E. Cheese is closing. But that was their decision.
I didn't know they were still open. I don't mean that in a bad way, but it's like I would have taken my granddaughters there. Are they still over by Red Lobster?
Yeah. I just read that. I used to take our kids there.
Oh, my God.
Those birthday parties.
Every birthday for
I know.
11 years we were at Chuck E. Cheese.
Yeah.
Okay.
Every day there's something else, right, that's in the paper. But I hope, and we've talked about this when this was announced, almost a year ago. We talked about the economic side of it. You know, it's going to be fun. It's going to be great to be there. But, you know, we talked about side hustles. We talked about, the icing on the cake. So, I would be very disappointed if a guy was or a gal was looking forward to, you know, picking up a few thousand dollars and they can't.
The NFL commissioner makes, correct me if I'm wrong, it was $44 million. I think it's now $49 million a year. $49 million a year the commissioner makes.
How's he gonna make
and talks all the time about how much money he's bringing into Green Bay. And if I ran a mom and pop store, and it's like, well, you're pretty much going to have to close for that week. You're not making anything. In fact, you're going to lose money. I'd be a little upset with a guy that makes $49 million a year saying,
you think?
Hey, too bad. Screw you.
Yeah.
You're out of business, but we're the NFL. We can do whatever we want. Yeah, I would not handle that well.
No, I hope.
Mino, you know what we'd say?
What?
you. I think they'll.
I would make my presence known.
Yes.
We're out of time. Hey, once again, your Milwaukee Brewers coming up. 7 o'clock tonight, WISS out in Colorado taking on the Rockies. Put your money on the Brewers. Put your money on the Brewers tonight. We're going to a casino. Put your money on the Brewers.
All right.
Trust me on this. Right. Trust me.
We all got to make money.
See ya.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.